Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 156. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. And we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
We're back together again.
Back together again.
That's right.
We're doing
right.
It.
Triforce. That is right. I know you guys missed me last time.
That we did.
Yeah. You had a little, three fill-ins for me on the mini?
Who was four. It?
Four?
Harrison, oh. Dane, Parker, and Landon.
Who's Landon? I didn't hear Landon.
Landon is Parker's best friend.
Okay. I don't remember Landon.
He snuck in there.
Okay. I thought I knew the three, but okay. All right. Well, Landon, yeah. If that's your real name. No.
Landon and Parker sort of have the same, what do they call it, cadence?
Yeah. That's why they were on the same microphone.
Is Landon real tall?
He's tallish.
Not as tall as Parker, but
yeah, does he play soccer?
No.
Okay, it's not the Landon that Elijah's played soccer with. Okay. So okay, never mind. That's, you know, I don't really know many Landons other than that Landon. And he would have been a freshman.
No, he's so, junior. Okay. Well, senior now.
Oh, okay. Nope. But it was funny. It was good though. It was a good mini. The boys did well. Mm-hmm. So a lot of They I don't want to say this. How do I say this? They kind of did better than you guys.
Oh.
I mean,
it's not hard to do.
Nate carried us all. I'll be honest with you.
It was good.
Courtesy of Nate, I'll have to say.
The Draugr. Draugr. Yeah. That was interesting. That was a good
I think I pronounced character. It like 15 different ways.
Draugr.
Draugr. Draugr. Draugr. Draugr.
Boogie. Draugr. What is the guy in Rocky 3?
Draco.
No, it was good, and I am glad to be back. So, anyway, Sean,
yes,
we have a COSO. We haven't had a COSO in a while.
Creeped out. Shout out. This COSO goes out to Oscar, the host of a podcast called Induced Fear. His show has awesome guests that dive into the paranormal, aliens, and all things creepy and supernatural. He's also on Instagram, which is Induced Fear Podcast. So go give Oscar and his podcast a listen and follow his Instagram page. Tell him the Mako Boys sent you.
Yeah, so came across him on, I think, Where the Weird Ones Are. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Kevin. And we're going to have him on our show in a couple months, and then he's going to have us on his show. So nice. We just got to figure out when.
Yep.
Excellent show, and I just listened to the last episode that I heard. It was on the Conjuring series. He had a gal on there. Excellent.
Nice. Yeah,
they do a good job. Yeah, he's a good dude. So told him we'd give him a shout-out. So coming off of that, Sean. Mm-hmm. Oh, look here, Sean again. What are we going to talk about?
We are going to talk about your pick, which is the Black Swan Inn.
Yes, sir.
In San Antone, is that?
San Antone. That's how they say it. San Antone, Texas. Right.
What are you looking at, Swan?
Yeah. Different Swan, but that's I like that reference, though.
That's right.
Little Billy Madison there. That's, I like it.
Good stuff.
That's, have a little foundation.
Yeah, I do. The Black Swan Inn, built in 1867 on the historic site of the 1842 Battle of Salado. Salado. Makes me hungry. Victoria's Black Swan Inn has been a home to some of the most prestigious people in San Antonio's history. It's an elegant two-story Greek Revival style home and sits on a grassy knoll. Watch out, Kennedy, right? Overlooking, too soon, overlooking the meandering Salado Creek in San Antonio. Steeped in tradition and lore, Victoria's Black Swan Inn is the most hauntingly romantic location that's in San Antonio. You don't think about, when you think about these kind of locations, you don't think about romantic, but hauntingly romantic.
I like that, hauntingly romantic.
I like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can have your wedding and social
they
gatherings.
They do a lot of, a lot of weddings and they stuff do. Like that, yeah. It's a pretty neat place. 1867.
It's way back there.
Why, yeah. A little bit of a history there. Mm-hmm. Salado. How'd you say that?
Salado.
Salado.
It's Salado, but yes.
Salado, yeah.
This is getting hungry.
Anyway.
I'll take the buffet.
Yeah.
The salad bar.
That's right. So, yeah, no, it has some decent paranormal,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to start, Sean, Nate,
even though it's my topic? A little bit more history, if we will.
Yes.
In 1887, the land was purchased from German immigrant Heinrich Müller for $2,220.
Whoa.
pretty cheap.
Not $240.
Mm-hmm. $240, yes.
I don't know why that amount's on my mind.
why indeed, right?
Wow. Interesting. This does have a lot of paranormal. It's got some good creepy stuff, I guess. There is, let's see here, on September 18th, 1842, the Texas Rifle, under the leadership of Captain John Hayes and Colonel Matthew Caldwell, they entered into a battle with the Mexican army led by French mercenary, I always like that, Arian Wool. More than 80 Mexican soldiers lost their lives during the bloody battle of, how do you say that again? Salado. Salado. And according to historic information, at least 60 of their bodies were left to rot where they fell. That's gross. Only one Texan, Stephen Jett, lost his life during the battle, and his remains were returned to his family. Now, there is one report of someone actually witnessing a skirmish between the Mexican and Texan soldiers that resembles some sort of reenactment. There have been sightings of a ghostly Confederate soldier near the gazebo in front of Victoria's Black Swan Inn. The sound of a military bugle is heard on occasion. In 1936, the property was designated as a Battle of Salado historic site by the state of Texas during the 1936 centennial celebration. Uh-huh. So, yeah, seems like there's some things going on, kind of like Gettysburg.
That's right.
Yeah. Maybe they see some soldiers or some, they're still kind of in the war, but there's really nobody there.
Well, I think continuing on some of the history, I think will help feed into the paranormal stuff.
Yeah, sure.
After Henrik purchased the land, they built a house on the land. His wife passed away. He followed suit 2 years later from love-stricken grief.
Mm-hmm.
After that, the Hallbrooks and Woods family purchased the property. The wives were sisters, and the whole lot of them set up shop there. After they renovated the house, they nicknamed the house the White Gables. And Jolene Woods married Hall Park Street. They took over the White Gables entirely. Unfortunately, tragedy struck Jolene at the tender age of 38. She died of cancer, and her husband took the loss of his wife incredibly hard. So hard that on August 5th, 1965, he hung himself from the poster of his bed with a belt. So, although there was talk of Park Street's death, there have been having been the result of a murder, authorities officially ruled it as a suicide. It is
plot thickens, huh?
Is it Park Street who is still haunting the Black Swan Inn, or perhaps the elderly Miss Woods, Jolene's mother, who died of old age in her room on the property? So there has been quite a bit of death and tragedy in this house.
Battle of the hauntings, huh?
Yes.
I like the fact that this goes, I mean, this is not going to be a huge surprise, but even this land goes back even further in time. So from 5,000 BC to around 1,000 AD, the area was the site of, you'll never believe it, Native American encampments. Artifacts from this time can still be found here. Archaeologists have provided evidence showing that Native Americans once lived in the area where the house currently sits. There have been signs of a sweat lodge where Native Americans perform rituals. I started to say sweet lodge, but sweat lodge where Native Americans perform rituals. An ancient Indian burial ground is thought to be under the house. There have been stories of boys fishing in the Salado Creek, being chased away by what appears to be Indian ghosts. Some people have said they smell smoke and hear a light drum sound. Wouldn't that be kind of creepy?
That would be creepy. Awesome. And kind of cool at the same time.
Super creep.
Like Jumanji?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I hate the new ones, but the original, 1995, Robin Williams.
That was fantastic. Yep.
I like that movie. It would be. According to psychics and EVP audio, Gustav, I like that name. Gustav is believed to be one of the three spirits that haunts the dairy barn. His ghost is figure that appears to have a head. Anyway, arms and what looks like to be wearing a tank top, looks at people through a window on the thermal imaging camera. He also makes loud noises. Loud Noise. Is that like, what's his name from Anchorman? Loud Noise. Brick.
Yeah.
wow. The barn that still stands to this day is the location where Henry ran his prized dairy. Many believe he haunts the barn as well because he loved it so much. There is supposedly another burly German man who haunts the barn through no one, though no one is quite sure who he is, but he is thought to be Sebastian Rippenstein. Or Ripstein. All three of these spirits in the are in the barn. They may be somewhat aggressive towards women and do not seem to care for men. Okay. EVPs have been captured of a deep voice telling people to get out. In the front yard and house, there seems to be a spirit of a child, a little girl who many believe is Sarah Mailer, Henry's daughter. She likes to play and jump on mattresses. Sebastian also haunts inside the house.
Hmm.
So they don't like, he doesn't like, or they don't like, they're aggressive to women, and they don't like men. So that pretty much they don't like mm-hmm. anybody. So.
Guests have reported seeing apparitions all through the property, but especially in one of the upstairs bedrooms. The spirit of a young woman is often spotted sitting on the bed. Lucky enough to catch the sighting of the female ghost, often liken her to the young Miss Woods. Although her final resting place was actually in one of the downstairs bedrooms. It's in that room that many experience an overwhelmingly oppressive heaviness.
Mm. It's not fun to be oppressed.
Mm-mm.
Or depressed.
No.
Or suppressed.
That's right.
Or just pressed.
Or compressed. Or oppressed. I'm not sure where I was going with that, but I was having fun. What do you got there, Sean?
The home has had several paranormal investigators visit it over the years. In December 1996, the television show Sightings filmed a segment at Victoria's Black Swan Inn. The house was also featured in Travel Channel's TV series, you've never heard of it before, right? Ghost Adventures in 2013. During this time, some of the Texas' most famous musicians, such as George Strait, Jerry Jeff Walker, and Flaco Jimenez, excuse me, have performed and filmed here. Numerous artisans, filmmakers, and photographers have also filmed and worked on the property.
I like to go here. Got a lot of activity.
Yeah.
I almost thought it could be a full, but I was like, yeah, it'd be a good mini.
There's a lot. Yeah. This is interesting. It says, while setting up for an event in 2015, there were several strange unexplained occurrences. One person was bitten and bruised on the inner thigh by an unseen toddler through a long, heavy dress. Another person was pinched by a little girl and boy ghost. Objects were randomly relocated throughout the woods when no one was around. Other things occurred that are too bizarre to even mention. Man, we want to hear those, though.
The most unnerving spectral presence on the property is that of a man that is spotted stalking angrily over the house.
Very angry.
Yep. They say it's most likely the ghost of Hall Park Street and probably looking for his beloved Jolene. There is a woman dressed in a white gown, this female spirit. Roams the property aimlessly, but the two never seem to meet.
Hmm. That's not good.
Mm-mm.
It seems like there's a lot of aggressiveness in this place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not cool, but then it kind of is. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't want to be bitten or feel oppressed, but I think this has a lot going on here.
Oh, heck yeah. There's a historical marker that reads, "The Battle of Salado... decisive in Texas history was fought here September 18th, 1842. Colonel Matthew Caldwell and Captain John C. Hayes, commanding a force of Texas volunteers, opposed the Mexican army under General Adrian Wool that had captured San Antonio and, with the loss of only one man, checked the last Mexican invasion of Texas and thereby prevented the capture of Austin, capital of the Republic of Texas.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. There's a lady named Joanne. She shares that she was groped by a dark spirit in her kitchen, and she felt the presence of a large male spirit in the law library.
Hmm.
Yeah. This has a lot of, it's quite the campus, too. You've got different buildings, yeah.
I think that same woman, it's in this article, Joanne Riviera. After only a few nights in the house in April 1991, Joanne was awakened at exactly 3 a.m. for about 10 nights straight. Her bedroom door would unlock, the hall light would turn on, and a man dressed in a white shirt and dark slacks would stand at the front of her bed, hands on his hips, and stare at her before disappearing. Joanne changed the positioning of her bed, and the troubling visits stopped. Joanne's daughter, Meredith, had witnessed a frightening sight on rainy nights. She had awakened to find an old, wrinkled, evil-looking man staring through her second-story window, or bedroom window, which is inaccessible to humans. It says, during the filming of Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures, Joanne was able to speak with her mother.
Ah.
Ooh.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I like it. I like a lot of this activity.
I'm trying to figure out, does that mean her mother was gone?
Yeah.
So I assume that's what that means.
I think. Like, I guess.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah. I'm going to guess.
That's right. Yeah. That's the like, I don't see the
situation.
Rest of
it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Black Swan Inn. Yeah,
if all that happened to me, I'd probably be calling my mother too.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty popular place though, mm-hmm. with you know, the famous, I should, or whatever, the investigators and the TV shows. It's kind of a, yeah, kind of a little hot spot.
Oh, heck yeah.
Have you ever been to San Antonio?
I have not.
No, I have not.
Yeah, neither. Heard it's nice. I guess. I don't know.
Maybe so we're going, right?
That's right. Put this on.
We're going to San Antonio, and then we're also going to the Black Swan.
We're
going to,
yes. Yes. Yeah, and it's really interesting. They do, yeah, they do. It says it continues to this day to be a venue for weddings. Mm-hmm. The Black Swan Artisan Market, paranormal investigations, historic tours, and several other types of social events throughout the year, including the annual masquerade ball held in honor of Joanne's mother each fall. So they got a lot of activities there. So it's a place that seems like they got a lot going on. So I like it. Yeah, Joanne Rivera. There, yeah, you already said that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lady that, yeah. You guys have anything else about the Black Swan Inn? Mm-hmm. Or?
No, I think it looks like an amazing place.
Mm-hmm.
No, I like it. I think we hit all the highlights.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it was just something I came across a couple of weeks ago. So with that said, Nate, what do you have for us?
Well, you're looking at Black Swan. That's a wrap.
I knew you. I almost thought he's going to say something about the Black. thank you, Nate. And, of course, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 156 and our discussion on the Black Swan Inn. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.